Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Cutting Edge. It's a controversial radio talk show where I am your host, Apostle Van Zandt Luster. God bless you. Our topic tonight will be who's guarding the gate and who left the gate open. We give God praise and glory for another Monday night, a new night. We praise Him for who He is and what He is to us, how He kept us through this weekend, for God is just so awesome and He is so great. And we are so thankful to Him for giving us another opportunity to come to you to share the word, to share truth, to unfold revelation in the kingdom of God on tonight. I'm going to put you on praise, let you hear this worship for a few more minutes. We're going to give the callers a few more minutes to just give them time to come in. It's 8:01, and we'll be right back. So just absorb into this prophetic worship atmosphere, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. God bless you. Hold on. Broadcast right now, Father. We just magnify you, we glorify you. We ask that you have your way, that you speak revelation, release understanding for your people, anoint the ears of those who are listening, that they will have an ear of understanding and that it would be a blessing unto them in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise and we just give you glory for you are just so awesome and you're worthy to be praised. We just magnify you because you are a good, 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 good God. We bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, we give God praise and we give him glory. For those of you that have joined, we're going to go on and we have an hour show on tonight. Normally we have an hour and a half, but we just have 1 hour show on tonight, and we just praise God for that. The topic of my show is who's guarding the gate and who left the gate open. Now, this can be a very lengthy topic, very deep topic, but we're just going to do the short version on tonight since I programmed the show to be just for an hour. We're just going to deal with the short version because it's a very lengthy, very deep subject tonight, which benefits those who need information on the gates. First, I want to talk about briefly about the different types of gates, the spiritual gate of our temple, and what temple am I speaking of? I'm speaking of the body. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is many, many types of gates that we need to watch, and I'm going to give that as I finish the end of this segment on tonight. I'm going to share some of them. I may come back and do a part two on this. I'm not sure, but I want to just share on these particular gates. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, it says, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own property? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own." Okay, that was the scripture I just wanted to read. Now let's deal with the spiritual gates. Let's first deal with the spiritual gates. There are many, many gates, but I want to deal with the spiritual gates. And there's so much going on in our society and our world that we have to stay so close to God. And we have to make sure that everything is in order in our lives, which means we do this on a daily basis. We can't, you know, we have to make sure that our temple is good. We have to make sure that everything is okay with our soul, with God. Now let's talk about some of these spiritual gates, and we're going to just give you some good information on tonight. If you have some pencil, paper, get that out. You know, jot down some good things for yourself, some key notes so you can look over it later on. Let's deal with the eye gate. The eyes are the window to the soul. That's an eye gate. We're talking about right now the spiritual gate. The eye gate is one of the gates. And they're the windows to the soul. According to the Bible, that is a very true statement. It's very important to evaluate what we watch, things that we see. If we're not careful, we can manifest in our hearts and our minds and eventually turn into action. So what we see, what we hear, you know, what we see can eventually manifest in our hearts and our minds. It will manifest because it will go in that gate, that eye gate. Matthew 5:27-28 says this: "You have heard that it was said," now this is Jesus talking to the people. He said, "You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who so much as looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Now here Jesus is saying, he says, now you've heard that it was said if you commit adultery, as far as the action is concerned. He takes it further and he says, "But I say that whosoever look at a woman with lust, you've already committed adultery in your heart." Now that's really some powerful stuff right there. That's a wow moment. Just looking, but you know, we can look now. It's okay to look. There's nothing wrong with looking, but if you look with lust, Jesus made it plain and he made it clear and he was specific in what he was saying. He didn't say that it was wrong to look. He said, but if you look with lust,
that you have committed adultery in your heart. So this is an eye gate that we must protect. We must protect our eye gate of what we allow, what we permit to go into that eye gate. You know, our eye gate is a camera. It's like a camera. And when you look at something with the wrong heart, wrong motives, your eye gate is like that camera, and it takes a picture of that moment, and then is contained in the mind. What you see is contained in the mind. That's a mental, I call it mental camera. And it lays there in the mind. So you remember, you can close your eyes later on, and you can bring up that image that you made in your mind by whatever it was that you saw. So we have to make sure that our eye gate is guarded. Our eye gate is guarded from evil things going into that eye gate. I got so much to share, so I'm going to move along. We have the ear gate. That's another gate. That's a spiritual gate. Just as the same as the eye gate, what you hear and meditate on will manifest into action. It is important that we surround ourselves with people who are kingdom-minded and kingdom-focused. Kingdom-minded and kingdom-focused. Music especially can uplift or tear down someone's spirit. Now, we're talking about the ear gate now. What goes in the ear? What we allow our ear gate to hear? What we allow our ear gate to listen to? So you want to be connected to people that are kingdom-minded and kingdom-focused. It's so important in this hour to surround yourself with kingdom-minded people and kingdom-focused people. Okay, let's deal with what goes into the ear gate. Music especially can uplift or tear down someone spiritually. Studies have shown that music affects our mood, and I can attest to that. Different types of music will affect your mood. For instance, listening to happy music brings about a positive mood, while listening to sad music can make us feel even worse than we did before we press play. Now, if you try this little test, take this little test for yourself. Play different kinds of music now, you know, so you can see how it affects you when you play the wrong music, because when you turn that music on, you're not seeing the music, you're listening to it. So you want to protect, we want to protect our ear gate from what we allow. Notice I said from what we allow to go in it. We have to protect our ear gate from what we allow to go in it. So to keep yourself in a positive place, to keep yourself in a whole place, in a sound, balanced place, you want to listen to the right sound. You know, I talk about sound a lot. You want to listen to the right sound. So you want to put on the right music. You want to listen to the right information, the right conversation. So while you listen to the right conversation, the right music, it will affect you positive. So you want to even listen to people that are speaking truth. They're speaking positive things, because what they say you're listening to, and it goes into your ear gate, and it can affect your soulish realm. And you will respond to that. What we hear and listen to strongly affects our minds, whether immediately or later on, or whether consciously or subconsciously. There are all sorts of things we hear that shape our thoughts. Watch this. This is so good right here. I did a lot of studying this evening. So it says what we hear and listen to strongly affects our minds, whether immediately or later on. So what we hear and listen to will affect our minds. So there are all sorts of things we hear that shape our thoughts, our decisions, and our actions. Oh, let me say that again. There are all sorts of things that we hear. I just kind of said that a little early. We hear people talk. We hear people preach. We hear people sing. We hear music. So what we hear will shape. It has the power, or let me use a different word. It has the influence. I like the word better, influence. So what we hear, what we listen to, has the influence to shape our thoughts, decisions, and actions. So our actions comes from our decision, and our decision comes from our thought. First, it has to become a thought. The thought comes from what we hear. And then that thought then leads to making a decision. And then the decision leads to taking action. That's good right there. So we want to make sure that we are listening, our ear gate, we are allowing the right stuff to go in our ear. You know, when you hear people, I'm going to take this a little further. I don't have this in my notes, but I'm going to add this in because the Lord is just dropping this in my spirit. You know how when you were a child, and maybe this might not have happened to you, but as children, you know, sometimes children come up and their parents speak negative into their spirit. You know, you're no good and you're never going to be anything and you're this and you're that and you're dumb and you're all of this. That child hears that every single day. So when that child listens to all of that negative input that's coming out, all of that negative output that's coming out of their parent's mouth and is being placed within, is going in that child, then that is what that child is hearing now is becoming a thought. Now it's affecting that child subconsciously, and that thought is there. You're no good. You're never going to be anything. Now that child makes a decision from the thought that child has heard through its ear gate that I'm never going to be anything. So now that child makes a thought, and then from that thought, actions take place. Then that child, because that child believes now that it's never going to be anything or anybody, then the action of that child is manifest that I'm never going to be anything or anybody. Now that's a whole nother, that's good for counseling right there. Oh my goodness, it's just powerful. Let me move along. So even when taking advice and listening to people, it's normal for us to listen to people tell us what we want to hear to help us justify what we know in our hearts is not right. So be careful about who you're listening to, you're giving your ear gate to, you know, what you're allowing to go in your ear gate. You are the gatekeeper of yourself. You're the gatekeeper of yourself. You're the gatekeeper of your eye gate. You know, who's guarding the gate? You're supposed to guard the gate. You know, who left the gate open? You left the gate open. Sometimes we leave the gate open. How do we leave the gate open? By distraction. Distraction will come and cause us to leave the gate open. We're no longer protecting our ear gate. We're not conscious of what we're listening to. We're not conscious of what we're looking at because we've left the gate open. We're no longer guarding the gates of our soul. So guard your gate. Go back. Be more attentive to your ear gate and your eye gate. Let's go to the mouth gate. The mouth gate is another gate that we must be mindful of to guard, and we must keep guard over it. Be a watchman. It's in Proverbs where it talks about being the watchman over the mouth. Watch your mouth. Be that watchman over your mouth gate. Guard your mouth gate. Say what you have and have what you say. Say what you have and you will have what you say. So whatever you say, you will have what you say. So what you verbally put in the atmosphere can indeed manifest and happen. This is so true because words are powerful. Words are full of life, whether you speak negative words or whether you speak positive words. Words have life. So you want to watch your mouth gate. Watch what you say. Watch what you speak. Because the very thing that you speak out of your mouth gate goes into the atmosphere. Why? Because it is spirit-filled words. Our words are spirit. And when you speak them, it goes into the atmosphere and it manifests what you have spoken. So what you verbally put in the atmosphere can indeed and will manifest and happen. If you continually to speak it, you're going to produce your words in your life. Your words are going to become reality, in other words, in your life. So just like we must guard our eye gate, our ear gate from things that we see and hear, we should also guard our mouth gate from speaking things that are harmful, not only towards others, but towards ourselves. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So you can speak words that will hurt someone else, and you can speak words that will hurt yourself. Begin to speak. I'm getting ready to write a book on that. I've just written a couple of new books, and I'm getting ready to write a book on speaking to yourself, speaking life to yourself, where we build up ourselves, build up our most holy faith, because we must learn to speak who God says. God says that I'm an heir and a joint heir. He says that I am more than a conqueror through Christ. He said, you know, it says, he that is in me is greater than he's in the world. You know, his word says that I'm the head and not the tail. So I'm going to declare and decree what God has said. So I'm speaking that concerning my life. So he said, I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed in the city, out of the city. So we got to begin to speak positive things out of our mouth gate. Here's another. So now the word talks about speaking. It's a scripture, I believe it's in John. I don't have the scripture before me, where Peter was talking to the church and says to speak those things that are good. Speak those things. It says think on these things. But as you think on those things, you begin to speak those things that are good. Say those things that are good, because as you think them, you begin to speak those things that are good. So it's all in the word what we should speak. It's all in the word what we should not speak. So we should watch our mouth gate. So the three gates so far that I've given you that you need to be the guard over your mouth gate is that ear gate, the eye gate, and the mouth gate. You are the guard. You are the watchman over your gates. That's good right there. You are the watchman over your gates, and you must guard your gates. And I'm going to tell you how to guard them. It's a really simple answer, but I'm going to just tell you anyway in a few minutes. Okay, here's another gate we often look over. This is another gate. We often looked over. I don't really believe we consider it as a gate or have thought of it as being a gate. Our heart gate, that's another gate that we must be aware of. We must be conscious of our heart gate, because whatever we allow to go in our heart is going to manifest, I tell you. Now, you know, the word talks about, you know, whatsoever man thinks in his heart, so is he. So whatever you think concerning yourself in your heart, that's who you are. So are you. Here's another gate. Okay, our heart gate. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from. That's Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So when you see people act a certain way they act towards you or do things towards you that they do and you wonder why, understand that it's coming from their heart. It flows from the heart. So we have to guard. The scripture tells us in Proverbs 4:23 that we must guard our heart, for everything you do flows from it. That's serious. Guard your heart. That's another gate that we need to guard. Let me give you another demonstration of the word. We have 36 more minutes on the air. So let me give you another demonstration. Acts 8, 18 through 22. I believe I have the right scripture. I didn't write the whole scripture down here. But it talks about this. It says, now when Simeon saw the Spirit was given through the laying on of hands, it's Acts 8:18. Now when Simeon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, give me this authority and power too, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said to him, may your money be destroyed along with you, because you thought you could buy the free gift of God with money. Watch verse 21 here. Verse 21 says, you have no part or share in this ministry. In other words, you will not be able to have any part in this ministry because your heart, wow. I'm reading from Amplified Bible. because your heart, motive, purpose is not right before God. So repent of this wickedness of yours and pray to the Lord that if possible, this thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Here we have a sample of guarding the heart gate, not allowing evil motives, the wrong motives, a wrong purpose, or wickedness to enter our heart. I mean, this is a real, I mean, this is a whole nother radio broadcast dealing with the heart, because the heart is really wicked and no man knows it. The Bible tells us that the heart is wicked and no man knows it except the Lord. He's the only one that knows the very, very intent of our heart. We have stuff in our heart that we don't even realize that we have in it because that we have not been guarding the gates of our heart, the gate of our heart. We haven't been guarding it properly. We haven't been protecting it properly, and we have left the gate open of our heart, and things have come into our heart that shouldn't have not come in. I'm going to use this one example, offense. We have to be careful of the spirit of offense. I have written a book on intoxicating with offense. It talks about the heart. It talks about breaking. The title of the book is Breaking Every Chain of Intoxicating Offenses. So when we open the door or leave the door of our heart open, offense will come in, unforgiveness will come in, bitterness will come in, you know, resentment. All of these different spirits will come in to affect our heart. That's because the gate of our heart had not been protected. So we have to guard our heart so wickedness won't come in, wrong motives, jealousy won't come in. Guard the gate of your heart. Let's move right along. So those are four gates that I've given you. The ear gate, just in case you want to write them down, the ear gate, the eye gate, the mouth gate, and the heart gate. You don't hear many talk about the gate as being a heart, but the heart is a gate because we have to protect different things from going into our heart. Okay, let's go. Let's continue on down. We're talking about who's guarding the gate and who left the gate open. We are the ones are to be the watchmen of our gate to protect any outside influence from coming into those gates of our soul, of our life, of our temple. We said earlier that our body was the temple of God, of the Holy Ghost. So we are a temple, and our temple is made up of the ear gate. We have gates in our temple. It's made up of the ear gate, the mouth gate, and the heart gate. So we want to make sure that the gates of our temple are guarded well and is kept from any outside unclean influence from coming in. Okay, the book of Nehemiah in the Bible serves as a great metaphor for the living spiritual life. Now, this here I studied and I saw this on my online as I began to search out, you know, more information on guarding the gates of our soul. And I came across this article. I forgot to take the author's name down, but this was written by someone, and I'm going to read it because I thought it was so good. It says, the book of Nehemiah in the Bible serves as a great metaphor for living the spiritual life. In the book, the temple represents our heart. Now, this writer is giving an insight of revelation on the gates. He says, in the book, the temple represents our heart, where God meets with us. The city of Jerusalem represents our mind. The walls of the city represent our spiritual walls and the health of our relationship with Christ. And the gates of the city represent our eyes, ears, and mouth. Nehemiah built the city walls and installed the gates to protect the city and the temple. Walls keep bad stuff out and bad people out. Gates allow good stuff and good people to come in. But sometimes the gates allow bad stuff and bad people to come in. It's not what the gates were designed for, but it happened because those in charge, watch this, because those in charge of the gates were guarding them like they should. So when we guard our gates like we should, we keep stuff from coming in from outside. We keep all of the bad influence stuff, the bad unclean spirits from coming into our gates when we guard it like we should. Apply the metaphor to our spiritual lives. We build our spiritual walls each day as we engage in spiritual discipline. Oh, now we're getting down to the good stuff, okay? So we're building our spiritual walls each day as we engage and take part in a spiritual discipline. Reading the word, that's spiritual discipline. When we read the word, pray, obey God, I'm going to add sitting in worship. I believe sitting in worship is so important. It's so valid for our spirit man to sit in God's presence and to hear God. I was in the mountain. I'm going to take a little pause break right here and interject this. I was in the mountain for, I believe, three or four days in a prayer worship retreat. And the Lord just began to speak to me. I didn't have any distractions, and I had a time to just sit in God's presence, just worship, worship, worship. And the Lord said to me, he said, become comfortable sitting in my presence. He said, I want you to become comfortable sitting in my presence. God wants us to sit in his presence. He loves our presence. He loves our presence, and he wants us to sit in his presence. He loves for us to come and just sit before him in his presence. He longs for our presence to sit before him so he can then pour revelation, pour insight, you know, give us fresh insight and foresight and hindsight and begin to reveal to us, you know, where we are and what he would have us to do and just give us the answers, what we need. That's where you get your answers from, sitting in the presence of God. That's where the answers come from when you're sitting in his presence. I'm telling you, this is some good stuff on tonight, just some good, good stuff. Okay, so what do we have the gates are? The gates are the ear gate, the eye gate, the mouth gate. Then we talked about the heart gate. That's the gate that oftentimes we don't hear different ones speaking on, the heart gate. So we want to be mindful of the heart gate, not allowing evil to get into our heart gate, watching our ear gate, keeping unclean things from coming into the ear gate, making sure that when we're looking, we're not looking with lust, and making sure that our ear gate is protected from hearing the wrong things going into our spirit. And our mouth gate, what comes out of our mouth affects us as well, and our heart gate. So we guard the heart gate by reading the word of God, by praying and obeying God. We put a lot of work into building those walls. It's going back to Nehemiah. We put a lot of work into building those walls because we want to do our best to follow the Lord. But there's a problem. Sometimes we don't do a very good job of guarding our gates. Who is the gatekeepers? We are the watchmen. We are the gatekeepers of our eye gate, our ear gate, our mouth gate, and our heart gate. And we cannot allow bad things, bad stuff to come into our minds and to access our temple, which is our heart. So we want to guard those gates. Guard those gates. We can't afford to compromise. All the hard work we put into building our walls is now compromised because we didn't guard our gates. When we walk away from the gates, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say this right now. I'm listening to the Lord. When we don't guard our gates continually on a continual basis, when we don't guard the gates, when we don't guard our ear gate, our eye gate, our mouth gate, and our heart gate on a continual basis, we leave the gate open for the enemy to get into our hearts and our minds any way he can. The enemy is always searching and lurking for a way to get into our hearts. The scripture also says to us that the enemy goes to and fro in the earth, up and down, looking to whom he can devour. So the enemy is always trying to find a way to enter into our gates, because if he can enter into our ear gate or our eye gate or our cause us to speak something that is against what God has already said, or even get into our heart gate, he has an interest into our soul. So we have to make sure that we build strong spiritual walls with no gaps in them, so where the enemy cannot come and attack us in those areas of our gates. We need to be diligent about guarding our gates as above all, guarding the gates. We have to be diligent, and we have to guard our gates on a continual basis and become diligent in doing so. There are so many other gates to consider. Guarding the gates of your marriage, guarding the gates of the schools, guarding the gates of the Lord's house, guarding the gates. So there are gates that's to the marriage, to those that are married. You have, there's a gate to your marriage, to your union. There's a gate. There's gates to the schools. You know, there's gates. So we have to be mindful of these gates. Who guards the gates to the school, and who guards the gates of the marriage union? The husband is the gate. Who guards the gates of the school? Intercessors guard the gates. They pray and intercede. Who guards the gates of the house of the Lord? Intercessors and prayer warriors guard the gates of the house of the Lord. So we no longer can fall asleep. I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord says we can no longer fall asleep at the gate. My goodness. We have fallen asleep at the gates of our soul. We've fallen asleep at the gates of our ear gate, and we have allowed the enemy to whisper things into our ear that was not of God. We have fallen asleep at the gate of our eyes, and we have allowed the enemy to show us things that was not of God. We have allowed the enemy to put negative things in our mouth and cause us to speak against what God has already said. You know, we have fallen asleep at the gates of our heart, and we have allowed rejection. We have allowed offense. We have allowed bitterness and unforgiveness to come into the gates of our heart. We can no longer fall asleep, people. We must guard the gates. We must wake up, shake ourselves, and stand back on the wall and begin to guard the gates of our soul, because that's how the enemy enters in to tear us down, to defeat us in those areas. We have to wake up and no longer stay asleep. I'm going to move on. I have 22 more minutes. My God, this is getting becoming good to my soul. So there are so many other gates to consider. Guarding the gates of your marriage. Okay, I said that. Okay, times are critical, and it's time for the saints of God to tune into the frequency of heaven by guarding the ears, heart, the spirit, the eye gates of our soul, and the spirit by processing and filtering out excessive baggage and dirt, which has nothing to do with the things of God. Things such as gossiping, idle talking, sowing discord and confusion, and indulging in all manner of ungodliness. Even now, sin is being promoted as Hollywood entertainment through demonic music. That's the ear gate. We talked about that earlier. That's that music that we listen to that changes the moods in our position. So we got to guard the gate from demonic music. Television shows and movie shows that, such as, you know, different movie reality shows that shows vampires and werewolves and Harry Potter and demonic possession and witchcraft. That's the eye gate. That's what we watch. So we have to be careful of what we allow our eye gates to see. If also in the movies and the music videos that contain with homosexuality, sexual immorality, violence, and destruction movies and music videos that mock and blaspheme our God. This type of entertainment involves the ear gate, music, movies, the eye gate. So we really want to guard the eye gate and the ear gate from all of these demonic things, witchcraft, all of these evil things that are not of God. As saints of God, these are things that we need to be made aware of. and to stay away from indulging in these sinful practices. Even watching these movies and listening to the music increases the ratings and gives support for ungodly entertainment. So we have to be so watchful in this hour because the enemy is very deceptive. The enemy is very tricky. The enemy is very wise, and he's subtle as a serpent. And he has many different plans and ways to overpower God's people if they're not guarding the gates of their soul, if they're not guarding the gates of the ears and the eyes and the heart, because the enemy will try to find some way to come in to tear us down. The Word of God tells us not to condone or to support any man's sin, for if we do, we're just guilty as they are. So we have to be careful. You know, the enemy's plan is to get his people to make God's people weak. The enemy's plan is to weaken the people of God, to weaken them, to make them weak. So how does he weaken the people of God, the saints of God? He has to find a gate that's open. He has to find the gate that is open to enter in to bring weakness. We have to guard. That's why we have to guard. You are the gatekeeper. You are the watchman. Guard your ear gate. Guard your eye gate. Guard your heart gate. Guard your mouth gate. We have to guard these gates and the mind from such vile demonic activity because these spirits are transferable and can easily persuade us or either into the mind and the heart. Satan also needs a small gateway to enter. See, I already said I'm always going ahead of myself. Satan only needs a small gateway to enter, to corrupt our heart, mind, and spirit, to get us out of the will of God. It may seem harmless just watching television or casually listening to demonic music, but Satan is cunning, and this is an effective way to continue to distract. Watch that word, distract. To distract, corrupt, and demonize society, to contaminate the minds of our youth, not just the minds of our youth, but the minds of the saints, the minds of the saints. God wants our full attention. Key word, lock that in your mind. God wants our full attention in these last days in order to prepare his people with revelation and instruction for this time. There should be no distractions to hinder us as we increase our continual study of the Word of God through prayer, worship, I'm going to have to throw worship in there, fasting, and meditation. Let's stop supporting and increasing the ratings of evil music industry, demonic television shows that we should not be watching. It's time to cut this stuff off and to watch things that will feed our spirit man. Guard that spirit gate. Guard that heart. Guard your ear gate. Guard your eye gate. Guard your mouth gate. We have to guard these gates. You are the gatekeeper. Wake up. It's not time to go to sleep, but it's time to stay awake and guard your gate. So protect yourself. Protect yourself. Make your house one that serves and worships the true and living God. Fill your house with worship. I'm starting to cut my TV. Every time I turn my TV on, there's so much junk, and I cut it off. I cut it off, or either I find some preachers or worship, and I just play that. So it's time for the saints to take a stand, starting with yourselves. We got to take a stand with ourselves. You can't help somebody else to take a stand with them if you're not taking a stand with yourself first. We should get into the presence of God and only allow the gateway to our ear, our eyes, and heart to be open for free flow of revelation, wisdom, and knowledge that is flowing directly from the Spirit of the living God. My goodness, that's good. So we have to keep the gates open. We have to stay in his presence. With worship, I have to throw worship in there. Worship creates the presence of God. And we have to guard our gates so we can be free to hear the fresh flow of revelation, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the counsel of God, the understanding of God. We have to keep our gates clean. All of our gates, we have to keep them clean so the spirit of Jezebel cannot enter in to destroy us. My God. Oh, Proverbs 4 and 20. Oh, my goodness, I have 15 more minutes on the air. Oh, this is so good. Proverbs 4 and 20 and 27 says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix and gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the path for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Now, this is the word of God. Verse 27, do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. That's Proverbs 4, 20 through 27. Read that after this broadcast go off. We're getting ready to go off in about 13 more minutes. Let me read another one for you. Romans 1. 28 and 32. Write it down if you can. Romans 1, 28 and 32. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. Watch this. They invent ways of doing evil. Can you not look around in our society and watching the world invent evil? They have appeal. I'm going to say this real quick. They have appeal. I cannot think of the name of this drug, but it makes you go crazy, act insane, running through the streets with no clothes on, jumping through windows and jumping on cars and standing in the middle of the street buck naked. This is a drug that young people and some adults are taking that's making them go mad, insane. That's a demonic influence of evil. Oh, God, that's a demonic influence that influenced their minds and their ears. They have opened the gates to every area of their soul. Watch this in the spirit. Every area of their soul, of their gates, have been opened for demonic influence to take them over. Woo, this is good. Okay, verse 31. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these things, this is so good. They not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those things who practice them. Isn't that what we see in our world today? Isn't that where we are in our world today? This is right where we are. But listen, let's guard our heart. It is so many gates I can talk about, but this is how the Lord had me to flow. He said we have to guard our gates now, because the enemy is seeking how to come in to our temple to destroy us. If he can't destroy us through another way, he'll find another way to destroy us from within the temple, within our temple, our body. So guard those gates. Guard the ear gate. Guard the eye gate. Guard the mouth gate. Guard the heart gate. These are gates to the soul that we must guard. Allow the power of God to flow through those gates. Protect them with worship. Protect them with praise. I was in the mountains a couple of days ago, and there was a young lady there that really needed some serious deliverance. And She was being delivered from all kind of spirits, and they called me to come pray for her. And I already, the Holy Ghost had already shown me what was going on. When I laid hands on her in the name of Jesus, she began to cough up all of these different demonic, all these influences, all these spirits and things have been happening to her in her past. And she was delivered, and she was set free, and she was brand new. She looked like a brand new young lady. It took us about 30 minutes to pray with her because there was so many things that was in her soul. Gates were left open. Gates were left open. So she had to be delivered and cleansed out. So I said to her, my instructions to her was to feed her soul now with the word. So we have to feed our soul. When there's an area of deliverance, we have to feed our souls with the word, sit in worship, because the enemy comes back. He comes back to see if that place in any area, any gate, in our area of our gate, if it's empty, if it's varnished, he comes back. So we have to protect those gates. We have to protect those gates. I tell you, I thank God for this here teaching on tonight, because it's just good. It's needed, because we need to hear it. We have to prepare ourselves for the glory of God. We have to prepare ourselves for what God is getting ready to do. There is a mass revival, a great revival that is coming. But we cannot help anyone if we are not ready ourselves, if we have gates open. When you pray tonight, when you sit before God tonight, ask God to show you what gate is open. Show him what gate may be open so you can close it, so he can remove whatever is in that gate. Is it the eye gate that is open to the enemy? Don't leave your gates open to the enemy. You are the gatekeeper. You left the gate open. That's why things has entered into your life, because you left the gate open. By leaving it open, there was areas of your gate that you didn't keep covered in the blood. You didn't keep covered in prayer. You didn't keep your ear gate covered with the word. You weren't listening to the word of God every day. So when you stop listening to the word of God every day, you left your post. And you allow the ear gate to be unprotected. I hear the Holy Ghost. You allow the ear gate to be unprotected and unguarded. So the enemy came in with deception. He allowed you to hear stuff that you shouldn't have heard. He allowed you to hear deception. So keep the eye gate guarded. Keep your heart gate guarded. Guard your gates. Don't leave your gates open for the enemy to come in and to bring deception in and cause demonic activity in your life. Because when the devil comes, when the enemy comes, he does not come alone. He comes with company. My God, the enemy comes with company to build, to create a stronghold in your life. So close those gates. Feed your ear gate the word. Let your mouth gate be the mouth that speaks of the Lord, reads the word of God. Let your eyes read the word of God. Let your heart receive God's word in it. Think on the things that are pure. Think on the things that are honest and of good report. Protect each gate of your soul. Protect those gates. Come on, let's get back on the gate, because we cannot allow the enemy to destroy us through these gates. I tell you, I give God praise and I give him glory tonight, because this is good. Satan only needs a small gateway to enter to corrupt your heart, your mind, or your spirit, to get us out of the will of God. So guard those gates. Keep them guarded. Keep the word going through your ear. Keep reading, singing, worshiping God. Keep worship on. Keep the gates guarded and protected. So, Father God, we thank you for this radio broadcast. We thank you for those that have called in on this evening. And I pray for those that are listening to the sound of my voice, that you will reveal to them that the gates that they have left open, and that they will rise up like never before, and that they will go back to protect the gates of their soul. I pray, Father, that you will strengthen them in the name of Jesus to be strong in this hour like never before, and to begin to protect the gates of their soul, that they will protect the ear gate, that they will protect the eye gate, that they will protect the mouth gate, that they will protect their heart gates. Father, that they will rise up and become strong in you in this hour, and they will not fall asleep. Strengthen them, God. Let them cause the word of God to go into the outgate. Deliver each gate that needs to be delivered in the name of Jesus. Clean each gate out. Father, raise up gatekeepers. God, let us become the gatekeepers of our soul in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you, Father, we repent from being lazy and leaving our gates open. We repent, Father, that we allowed the enemy to get our attention, that our ear gate was listening to something that we shouldn't have been listening to. Father, we repent that we allowed our eye gate to be open to see and to watch things that we shouldn't have been watching. Those, you know, pornography, if whatever it was, unclean, perverted stuff, that the eye gate of the Lord, we allow the enemy to enter to those eye gates in the soul, in the heart, rejection, offensiveness to enter to our heart gates. Father, help us now to recognize that we need to guard our gates, to protect our gates from the hand of the enemy, from the plan, from the plot, from the trick, from the assignment of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover us. Let your blood cover our ear gate. Let your blood cover our mouth gate. Let your blood cover our eye gate and our heart gate. Let your blood cover these gates of our soul. Father, let the blood cover in the name of Jesus. Protect us and keep us. Help us to be strong and remain strong in you. Give us a hunger like we've never had before for you, to sit in your presence. I pray for those, Father, on this week that they will be empowered in the name of Jesus, that they will be strengthened in the name of Jesus, that they will be stirred in their soul in the name of Jesus, that they will be an awakening in their soul, that the shofar of heaven will blow, hey shakamosa, to open the ear gates, to hear the heavens, to hear the kingdom, to hear the sound of the kingdom, to receive fresh revelation and understanding in the name of Jesus, wisdom and counsel of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Open the eye gates, Father. Oh, God, just anoint the eye gates to see you clearly and to see the things of the Lord, to see, God, what you are doing in their lives in the name of Jesus, but not to see the things of the enemy, but to keep their eyes on you, Father. Keep their eyes on the mark, the high calling of Christ. Yes, God. Oh, God, anoint the mouth gate that we speak only what you would have us to speak, and that we speak in agreement what you have already said, that we will no longer speak negative. We will no longer speak the language of the enemy. We will no longer speak what the enemy is saying, but we will speak what you say in this hour in the name of Jesus. Protect our heart gate, cover it in the blood, that no offense and rejection and bitterness will come in. Oh, God, help us to see and to understand, to draw closer. Pull us closer to you. Help us to be more alert and to be more aware of what's going on in our gates and to guard our temple in the name of Jesus. For you are coming back, and we must be ready to receive you. We must be ready. We don't want to be like the five. We don't want to be like them, Father. The Greek word or the Hebrew word for foolish means stupid. And we don't want to be stupid, Lord, in this hour. We don't want to become stupid and miss you. We don't want to have vessels that are empty in the name of Jesus. So, Father, help us to have our vessels filled and to be ready and to love one another in your way, to love God with a godly love in this hour. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we give you praise. Bless this broadcast. Speak to the hearts of souls. If it's nothing but $5 a month, they will pledge that to keep us on the air, to continue to bring the powerful word of God, to bring knowledge and wisdom and understanding to the people in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. We bind up every backlash spirit, every spirit of assassination and retaliation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree that no weapon formed against us, it shall not prosper against us in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We thank you for victory, for we have the victory because you are the victor in us. We're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We bless you, Lord, because you are so awesome. We bless you, God. We give you glory. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shalom.